Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner have succeeded in making their fellow citizens think that the hapless treasure expedition to Tennessee was a profitable venture. Their only hope of backing up this pretension is that their man in Tennessee will actually dig up some treasure and start sending it to them. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot 'em down store and library wondering why they've heard nothing from their partner in Tennessee.
Come in. Oh, come in, Abner. Never paid no attention to who it was. Was there any mail?
No, not a thing.
Granny's, I can't understand that. You sure Dick looked good?
Yeah. Facts is that the mail hack had just came in, and I stood there and watched him go through the whole shooting match, and there weren't a thing for us long.
I believe I'm beginning to get a little worried.
Worried?
Yeah. We ought to heard something from that fellow over there in Tennessee by now.
Oh.
He surely had time to dig down to the treasury by this time.
Doggett, he could even dig a well by this time.
Why, sure. I Granny's, wait a minute. Don't reckon Cedric could have got the letter, do you?
Well, he might have now. He's president of the company.
Yeah, maybe I better call him up. If I'm a millionaire, I Granny's, I'm anxious to know about it.
Oh, me too. Yeah. If I was having my druthers, I don't know of anything I'd rather be than a rich millionaire. That'd be my favorite thing.
He's the finest thing at all. No doubts about it. Hello? Miss Weehunt? Is Cedric there, please, Mom? Oh, yes. Well, I believe you better wake him up. This is sort of important. Yes, Mom. All right, I'll hold it.
Cedric's asleep, huh?
Yeah. Believe that boy's taking advantage of having that night job over there at the defense plant. Tries to sleep all the time.
Well, he generally don't get up till after this time of day, Lum. It ain't but about 10 o'clock, and he works till 5 o'clock of a morning.
I don't see how he does it. I don't. Now, Granny's, when that sun comes up of a morning, I've got to get up. Just can't stand to lay around in bed after about 6 o'clock. Just roll and toss.
Yeah. Or that is, except in the wintertime. On a good, cool morning, I don't like to stir around much till Elizabeth gets up and gets a fire going. Sort of take the chill off the room.
Uh-huh.
All is afeard I'll get the pneumonies in the cold room.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you. Feller don't want to take chances. Listen, yes. Hello, Cedric? Cedric, don't keep saying hello. This is Lum. Hello, Cedric. Cedric, are you listening? Cedric, hello. Granny, he don't appear to be on the phone no more. Hello? Oh, Ms. Weehunt. Oh, it is. Well, wake him up, please, Mom, and stay there and keep him awake till I get done talking to him. All right, thank you. And this boy stood right there at the phone, went sound asleep again. Hello, Cedric. Are you awake now? Well, quit mumbling and talk up to where I can hear you. This is important. It's about the buried treasury. Yeah. No, he ain't found it that I know of. What I want to ask you, you ain't got no hearing from that fellow over in Tennessee, have you? I feared you hadn't.
He might have known Cedric hadn't heard nothing.
Well, listen, Cedric, you better get on over here. We got a hold of meeting. Well, you can sleep some other time. No, we ain't neither. You're the president of the company, and you have to preside on all them meetings. Yeah, all right, quick as you can. All right, don't go back to sleep now. Well, go douse your head in a bucket of cold water. Yeah, do that before you start dressing so you don't fall asleep before you get done. All right, goodbye. Thank you, sit your boy.
He's coming over, huh?
Yeah, said he would.
Well, what are we going to hold a meeting about, Lum?
Well, I just got to thinking there, Abner. I believe all three of us ought to be bored for the temple.
Huh?
How anybody as smart as I am. Or we are, could do anything like that, I don't know.
Do anything like what?
I do not know. Why go over into a foreign state like Tennessee, meet up with some feller we never had saw before, and give him a map showing where there's a buried treasure worth millions and thousands of dollars?
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it? Granny, how do we know that feller's honest?
Huh?
How do we know whether he'll send us our half of what he digs up?
Well, he sure appeared to be an awful honest fella.
Oh, yeah. He was all sugar and cream when we was talking to him. So nice he couldn't hardly stand himself.
I never seen such a put-on.
Put-on?
Why, sure. He was a sheep in wolf's clothes, that's what he was.
Hmm.
More than likely, he'd been looking for that treasure for years and couldn't find it. So natural, when he meets some fellas that's got a map showing right where it's at, he's going to be nice to them. Just so as he can get in on the deal.
Oh, but I never had thought of it that way.
Well, that's what we get for having a feller like Cedric for the president of our company. Instead of somebody like me that stops and figures all them things out before he makes a deal.
Did you figure all that out?
You just sat there and heard me explain it to you, didn't you?
I mean, while we was over there before we made the deal.
Yeah, I think I did. Must have. Sure. Quick as I am on such matters as that, I must have.
Well, why didn't you mention all that to me and Cedric before we made the deal then?
Just let it go, Abner.
Huh?
Nothing we can do about it now. The deal's done made, thanks to our fine president, Mr. Weehunt.
Well, now, I know Cedric never would have agreed to letting that feller dig the treasure up on the shares that way long if you just spoke up.
Abner, I said just let it go. Hush up about it. It's done over. It's too late now to do anything.
Yeah, but looks to me like if you know it all the time...
Abner, I said forget about it. Ain't no use to cry over spilt milk.
I never spilt no milk.
I never said you did.
And I ain't crying.
I never said you was.
Well, what do you tell me not to be crying over some milk I spilt when I never spilt none? I ain't crying.
I weren't talking about you. What I
meant
was...
Who ought to spilt it then?
Nobody.
Just turned over by itself. Who's crying?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, I dog as long as somebody's crying, something must be the matter with them.
If somebody was crying, something would be the matter with them. But what
if
I meant...
If somebody's jumped on some poor little young'uns, we ought to help them out, Lum.
Well, sure. If somebody jumped on a little
that
young'un...
That settles it. Who is it? I dog as I'll clinch with him. I'll fist fight him. Who is it? I dog as I'll...
Abner, for goodness sake, calm yourself
well,
down.
Who is
I'm
it?
Talking about the fellow over there in Tennessee that we left to dig up the treasury.
You mean he jumped on some poor little young'un and
no,
beat him up?
No, he ain't jumped on some poor little young'un. What I meant, how do we know that he's going to send us our part of the treasury?
How do we know he's going to send us our part of the treasury?
Yeah, how do we know he's honest?
All I can say is if he's been beating up little children, I wouldn't trust him no further than I could drop kick a anvil.
Well,
no, sir.
Say he ain't been beating up on little children. Say the little children are whipping him.
Huh?
Still, how do we know he's honest? How do we know he'll send us our part of the treasury?
Well, he said he would. Said he'd send us half of all he dug up.
Oh, sure, he said he would. The way he talks, he's awful honest. But what if he dug four diamond necklaces up and just give us one of them?
Just give us one of them?
Sure, kept three for himself and just give us one.
Well, that wouldn't be honest. He'd owe us, let's see, dug up four of them and we're supposed to split 50-50, half of four.
Is to take two for himself and give us two.
That's right, Doggy, you're right. That's just the way it figured out. Two for us and two for him. And he only give us one. That feller's a crook, Lum.
That's what I say. How do we
know
that?
Yes, sir, he cheated us out of one necklace there. Listen, my figure's wrong. You see, half of four is...
Half of four is two.
That, Doggy, you're right. That's just the way it comes out here with this pencil and paper. Two, that's the answer. That ornery low-down snake in the weeds. What kind of necklace was it? A diamond, you say?
Well, I just said diamonds.
How much is a diamond necklace worth, Lum?
Well, it sort of depends, I reckon. Some of them might be worth $20,000. Some of them might...
$20,000? Why, that low-down crook, he's unhonest. You know it, Lum. That feller's a cheat.
Well, I never said he actually taken a diamond necklace.
Now, wait a minute, Lum. Don't start trying to take up for him. I don't care if he is a friend of yours. I ain't going to stand back
here. He ain't no friend of mine.
Well, he must be if you're going to stand back and let him cheat me and Cedric out of $20,000 cold cash.
I ain't letting him cheat you and Cedric or nobody else out of no $20,000.
Where's that other diamond necklace in?
What other diamond necklace?
Now, one you and him is hiding from me and Cedric.
We ain't hiding no necklaces from you.
Douglas Lum Edwards, I'd be ashamed of myself. Ashamed of myself if I was you. After as good of friends as me and you has always been, and you let
Listen,
that fella...
I ain't cheating you out of nothing, and I ain't cheating Cedric out of nothing. Don't get me mixed up in this thing. What do you mean,
Just plain, That's what I mean.
For goodness sakes, look at yourself. Swelled up there like a pison pup.
Well, who wouldn't be swelled up? Fella beat you out of $20,000. I know this. Wait a minute. There comes somebody I can trust. My true friend.
Who?
Cedric, that's who. Cedric Weehunt, a true, honest man if ever I seen one.
Oh, him.
Come on in, Cedric, old pal. I'm proud to see you.
Yes, well, howdy, Mr. Abner. Howdy, Mr. Lum.
Hello, Cedric. What's that box you're carrying there?
Doggies, I'm proud you come in, Cedric. Me and you has been cheated.
Been cheated?
Yes, sir. We have been cheated out of some money.
Money?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I don't care. We're rich now.
Rich?
What do you mean, rich, Cedric?
Look at this box that just come in down there at the post office for Mr. Abner.
For me, Cedric?
What is it, Cedric?
Well, I don't know just what it is, but look there, it's from Tennessee. So it must be a whole box of buried treasure that feller's dug up for us.
From Tennessee, I doggy.
Why, sure it is. All right, grannies, we're rich, fellas. We're rich.
Well, I do know.
I know it.
Slum Eddard, you ought to be ashamed of yourself trying to sit here and tell me that fella was unhonest. I doggy, if I ever seen an honest man in my life, he's it. He is it.